Mafia Don, the global godfather. If Europe doesn't like it, tough. They have to follow it, or the United States threatens to throw them out of the international financial system. Same with anybody else. Torture of Cuba has been going on for 60 years because we know why. The State Department back in the 60s explained that the crime of Castro is his successful defiance of U.S. policies going back to the Monroe Doctrine, which declared the U.S. right to dominate the hemisphere. You can't tolerate successful defiance, whether it's a small island offshore or whether it's a major power with an economy, an enormous economy and potential power, and which refuses to be intimidated, and which is carrying out such crimes as setting up 1,000 vocational schools around the world, where they're training people in Central Asia, in Africa, in Thailand, training them in the use of Chinese technology, so they will be able to spread Chinese technological developments to their own countries, cutting out the United States, which can't counter that. We can only use bombs and sanctions. Well, it's another crime. Again, plenty to criticize, but these are the crimes that are causing the United States to pose the threat of China as the leading problem in world affairs, the greatest danger in world affairs. Again, we have to counter that, and we can. There's no reason to allow this to persist. And at this point, it's not just people who worship Trump. It's the Democrat leadership. Biden's foreign policy team, the major liberal press.
As we wrap up and celebrate your 93rd birthday, let's end with that question. What gives you hope?
What do I hope? I hope that the young people who are demonstrating in the streets of Glasgow, the mine workers who are in the United States who are agreeing to a transition program to sustainable energy, many others like them, I hope that they will be in the ascendancy and can take the measures that are feasible and available to create a much better world than the one we have, and the one that the people of the world deserve.
Noam Chomsky, the 93-year-old world-renowned political dissident, linguist, and author, joining us from his home in Tucson, where he teaches at the University of Arizona. To see all our interviews over the years with Noam Chomsky, you can go to democracynow.org. And that does it for today's show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Teresena, Tammy Warnoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tay Maria Studio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, and Mary Conlon. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, and Dennis McCormick. You can catch Democracy Now! Also on YouTube, at democracynow.org, on Instagram, on Facebook, and way beyond. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember, wearing a mask is an act of love.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is Eric Harrison enjoying some whiskey before breakfast with Mando Richard. Wednesdays at 11 a.m. here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Drink up, Yinzers.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Mando Richard, and on all my radio shows this week, I'm going to feature tracks from some of my favorite records of 2021. I hope you'll enjoy the show. We're going to start this program with 4 or 5 songs from the Pittsburgh area. I'm going to start it with Echo Valley, with their single, Singin' the Blues.
Blue.
Saturday evening, out to the wrong side of town. There you told me you liked adventure, you like falling through the clouds. It's a good thing you like falling too, if falling means I fell in love with you. I tried so hard to resist her, but I'm falling hard calling for you. Swore I'd never settle down, but your brown eyes looked at me just right, and I'm falling for you now. It's a good thing I like falling too, if falling means I fell in love with you. I tried so hard to resist it, but I'm falling hard calling for you. Leave us, little darling, for you're really nobody's girl. Why don't you do yourself a favor, fall in love, complete your world. It's a good thing I like falling too, if falling means I fell in love with you. I tried so hard to resist her, but I'm falling hard calling for you.
Soldiers, they're fixing to die for a god or an oligarch's gain. There are too many damaged and too many gone for reasons that mothers can never explain. Call back your lovers who whisper and cry and long for a stranger to kiss. There are predators lingering in the tall grass with motions of lies and promises of bliss. I lie awake in the night, wondering how this all began. Beauty and darkness collide all over and over again. Call back your children while there's still time, guns and the needles that wait. Lead them to harmony, teach them to rhyme, for the songs that they sing might just change our fate. Lead them to harmony, teach them to rhyme, for the songs that they sing might just change.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hand. Uncle got him working at the plant. He said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. neighbor left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life. He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine.
While you listen to John Reichman and his friends play Salt Spring from his new record, New Time and Old Acoustic, let me tell you about those songs that came out in the last year or so that were all put out by Pittsburgh area bands. At the beginning of the set, you heard from Echo Valley doing Singing the Blues. That'll be on their new record, Wildest Dreams, when it comes out in 2022. Then from late 2020, We heard Steve Ludwig and the Casual Hobos do Good Thing I Like Fallen Too. That's from Steve's record Down in the Deepest Shade of Blue, featuring all songs that he wrote. It's a good record. Then Christopher Mark Jones gave us Call Back Your Soldiers from his record Looking for the Light. And speaking of soldiers, the last song on the set was from the Squirrel Hillbillies. And I think this is probably Gary and Jenny's most powerful song, Soldier. That's from their record On the Loose, which they finally released in late 2020 or early 2021. Got one more single from a Pittsburgh area band to start off the next set. Here comes Buffalo Rose. I Can See Clearly Now.
Thank you. sunny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
Like a bomb, an extinction event, heaven sent and hell bent on making a dent in the lizard population. A complete annihilation of their schools and their businesses, their banks and their farms. Their religion could not save them. The dinosaur nation was gone. Except for birds. The birds where the avians found a way to hang on. The robins and the ravens lived to sing their favorite songs. Oh, with that problem solved, where lo and behold, the old dodo evolved. Not like a crow, but a far cry, more like a pigeon that didn't need to fly. She was sure not smart and sure not very pretty, so she settled into dodo domesticity. Where, oh where did the dodo go, go? What did the dodo do, do to you, you? Fast forward some millennium, the Indian Ocean. Now if we park our car at Madagascar, Mauritius is just to the east of us, not far. And history teaches us the beaches of Mauritius were covered in the feces of the most auspicious of all lost species. This tropical isle was the dodo domicile. Well, how did their numbers shrink to none? How did they sink into complete oblivion? Unlike the dino, the dodo stared into the deep Dutch eyes of the agent of her demise. Cause it was a hungry Dutchman hit the pigeon with the bludgeon and did the double dutch with the club upon the dodo's dome. On a beach that was the dodo's home. And then he did another one until the dodo dominion was all done. Where, oh where did the dodo go, go? What did the dodo do, do to you, you? Well, the dodo did not live to see a choo-choo, and the dodo probably never ate a bonbon, but she might have had a maki-maki sushi, because she lived right there by the deep blue sea. See, where, oh, where did the dodo go, go? What did the dodo do, do?
Big fins, it doubles as an ambulance. Lights go on, the seats go down, rolling through this one horse town. It's a 64, it's hard on gas, but there ain't much that it can't pass. Takes a while to get her going, but once she's moving, she ain't slowing. Let's go, boy, I heard him yell, put your jacket on. Almost fell, running to the passenger side. I jumped in and we took to flying. With my name above the jacket pocket, we took off like a spaceship rocket. Past the gas pump at Smiley's place, turned off main like we was being chased. Quiet, so I asked again with his eyes locked on the horseshoe road. He said, Deep River is where we're going. Now, Deep River ain't all that deep. Most of the year it's just a muddy creek. I couldn't think who lived down there in those rundown shacks and their do-wells. It's Auntie Julie finally said she's having a baby. I said, again, see, Auntie Julie had a mess of kids and I couldn't imagine another of them. Dirt in a cloud of dust and a bunch of folks come running at us. An old man with a hickory stick and then there was that mess of kids. Then three big gals in summer dresses, two lame dogs you don't want to mess with. I hopped out, the rooster crowed, I just screamed and in we go. A tobacco barn, but they'd done some work, and inside was warm, smelled beans a cooking on the stove and bread a cooling about four loaves. We wheeled the cot through the open space to the back bedroom where Adi Lady said, okay, now we're gonna pick her up. And the next I knew they was yelling at us. They said, you can't leave without some bread. She's gonna be hungry, old Hickory said. Here's a loaf for her, loaf for you. We put the bread right next to Dottie's shoes. I jumped in the back, folded down my seat. I just started wailing, looking at me. I asked him, what am I supposed to do? He said, that stack of towels is waiting for you. Started to shout, it's out. Just then we passed the 4 mile bridge and I wrapped towels around a little kid. I'd have got quiet, commenced to smile, and she winked at me as the baby was crying. The nurse was waiting as we pulled in. She held the baby up, said, "It's a him." I grabbed a loaf of Adia's bread and walked it into Adia's bed. No word was said as we drove home, took the ambulance back to the funeral home, parked it in the carport shed, and ended a run I'd never forget. See, that day I turned 15 years old to help the baby come into this world. I got a loaf of bread, saw a lot of joy at the end of it all. Dad said, "That's a good job, boy." This Cadillac hearse got big fins. It doubles as an ambulance. Lights go on, seats go down, rolling through this one horse town. It's 64, it's hard on gas, but there ain't much it can't pass. It takes a while to get her gone. Once she's moving, she ain't slow.
Saints, angels, and men, hallelujah, will sing, and the rich will lie down with the poor. Yes, the rich will lie down with the poor.
Listening to fiddler George Jackson and banjoist Frank Evans play Chicago Tune from George Jackson's new record, Hair and Hide. And while you're listening, I'll tell you about that last set of music. Buffalo Rose gave us I Can See Clearly Now back at the beginning of the set. Yeah, wasn't that great? They were joined there by Inez as a guest vocalist. Then one of the funniest songs of 2021, Robin Bieneman gave us Where Did the Dodo Go? From his Animal Communicator release. Then, this is one of my absolute favorite story songs of the year, came up next. Tim Grimm's Cadillac Hearse, from his 2021 record, Gone. And from one of the holiday records that came out towards the end of 2021, you heard Keith Murphy singing, along with Hanga Castle and her band, doing Time to Remember the Poor, from her holiday release, O Come Emmanuel. Set's going to begin with the McDades. Hope you enjoy it.
There was a little ship in South America, Key Grande, the land that lies so low. There was a little ship in South America, she went by the name of the Golden Willow. Sailing more than 2 weeks or three, crying, oh, the land that lies so low. We hadn't been a sailing more than 2 weeks or three till we came in sight of the British Rover. She sailed in the lowland, lonesome low. She sailed in the low. Step the captain, says, what are we gonna do? Crying, oh, the lonesome land so low. Up step the captain, says, what are we gonna do? If we overtake them, they'll cut us in two. They'll sink us in the lowland, lonesome low. They'll sink us in the lowland so low. Up step the lid. Carpenter boy crying, oh, the
destroy. I'll give you gold, or I'll give thee crying, oh, the lonesome land so low. I'll give you gold, or I'll give thee the fairest of my daughters as she sails on the sea. If you'll sink them in the lowland, lonesome low, you'll sink them in the lowland so. Swam, he swam till he came to the British Rover. He had a little instrument fitted for his use. He bore nine rows and he bore them all at once. Well, he turned upon his breast and back swam. He swam till he came to the golden willow tree. Captain, oh captain, come take me on board and do unto me.
Track King. give, but what can change? Careful with far too many variables, thinking of it hurts, I just feel strange. On the
while you listen to Asleep at the Wheel do the Spanish Two-Step from their new record Half a Hundred Years, in which they celebrated 50 years on the boards. Let me tell you about the three songs you just heard. The McDades were up first with The Golden Willow Tree, a lovely version of the ballad The Golden Vanity. That's from their new record, The Empress. Then Ella Harp gave us the story Black Road from her new record, Screaming Into the Void. And the last thing was Amethyst Kia doing Black Myself, the big hit from her record, Wary Plus Strange. You know, if I look at the clock on my computer, I think it's about time for the station break. We'll be back with more music in just a little bit. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.fm.
I'm a physician.
I am a nurse.
I'm a nurse too, but I'm also a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine.
I got it because I'm a son and a husband.
I got it to protect my community.
It's been proven to be extremely effective against the spread of the virus.
It's been more rigorously tested than any vaccine in history to make sure it's safe.
When we get it, we protect ourselves and our community.
It's your choice. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the university's Cajon Center on the Carnegie Mellon campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more info, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc. Or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news, Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dubby-doo-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
We're starting off the second half of the show with the Ormy Woods. Thanks for tuning in.
Home to stand your ground.
Sitting on a limb, all said chicken, but Nell got him. Wrung his neck and picked him clean. Funniest chicken I ever seen. Hey,
Grandpa
Nelly, huh?
Grandpa Nelly,
hey,
Grandpa Nelly,
you're the one for me. Walking in a lot, makes three tracks and just one dot. Nelly said, who you think I am? That hog's missing about one ham. Hey,
Grandpa Nelly,
huh?
Grandpa Nelly,
hey,
Grandpa Nelly,
you're the one for me. Town one day, riding on a load of hay. Sold a man a trip to Mars. Now she sits behind the bars. Hey,
Grandpa Nelly,
huh?
Grandpa Nelly,
hey,
Grandpa Nelly,
you're the one for me. Mm-hmm.
Sunday dress. Thought that it would look the best. Made out of an old feet sack. Four feet wrote right on the back. Hey, Raffinelli.
Oh,
Raffinelli.
Hey,
Raffinelli.
You're the one for me.
Nellie's got a pair of shoes and she can wear them if she choose. So why the heck she got the blues? Who wants to wear a size 22?
Hey, Raffinelli.
Who? Oh.
Raffinelli.
Hey,
Raffinelli.
You're the one for me. Hey,
Raffinelli.
Who? Oh.
Raffinelli.
Hey,
Raffinelli.
You're the one for me.
They don't fall too far from the tree. That is what the neighbors all say when they